Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 816, AM 930, the answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe tonight out there. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, whatever it is you're doing, however it is you're doing it, whatever it is you're doing it for, thank you so very much. Don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. It's called the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Twitter. We're on Truth Social. We're on the Instagram page as well as at Captain's America, at Captain's America. That gets you over there. Now, don't forget about our website either. The Captain's America Third Watch.com. Simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. All right, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. And good morning, good morning, good morning.
Morning.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. It's excitement everywhere. The elections are going on here and up in New York and some other places. And we teased that and laughed a little bit to begin with. But picture this one, folks. Talk about a heavyweight match. Jerry Nadler, Carolyn Maloney, New York, in the new 12th district. Now, the two will wind up with one that wind up with a seat, and the other one, I guess, will retire.
Or go into government.
And you'll get appointed to something. Who knows? All right, but anyway, and we got plenty of stuff going on down here, too. Now, obviously, we're not done with the Donald Trump situation. It's gotten even more involved about this Fourth Amendment thing, and there's been some more information that's come out, so you take it from there.
Well, I read the 27-page motion that Trump filed yesterday in the Southern District of Florida, otherwise known as, I guess, Fort Lauderdale office or Miami office, whatever it is. And it's pretty assertive on several points. One is the reasons to apply or assign what is called a special master. Special master is an independent person, could be a lawyer, could be a judge, that would review the documents that and take possession of and review the documents of the boxes that the FBI took in the seizure. I understand that this is really a formality, but I can tell you that in the time that has passed already since the FBI seized the boxes, that a team of people have already been assigned to go through them piece by piece by piece by piece. So it's kind of late to ask for the master, but it has to be done. In that same vein, however, they also ask in this motion to stop reviewing the boxes, the documents in the boxes,
mm-hmm.
until there's a master that is assigned. The next thing is the war in itself and how it was overbroad, and the fact that when Trump's attorneys were given the receipts for what they were taking, which we have all seen the list of what they took, it hardly describes what they took. It just says boxes. It lists the boxes that they took. But remember, it was reported that, oh, Trump took nuclear weapons materials. So, well, that all kind of went away, didn't it?
Yep. Because it wasn't true.
Of course it wasn't true. He would have no use for them. So that all went away. But the fact that they took the letter giving a pardon to Roger Stone was ridiculous. That should never have been included. His passport shouldn't have been included, you know, and several other things. So Trump and his legal team is asking for a specific receipts of what they took, which they should have done already. That one, too, is now kind of late. But he did include language in there, or language is included in this motion, and what they planted or were planning to plant in there as false evidence.
Mm-hmm.
The last one's really quite interesting. And the last one is releasing the affidavit of what the Department of Justice used to the magistrate court to get the warrant in the first place. Now, Judge Reinhart has said that he is not opposed to releasing it, but he's given the Department of Justice a week to say what parts the Department of Justice does not want released, which means that the whole thing could come back redacted except for the date on the thing. But the questions now are, in this affidavit, did the FBI / Department of Justice lie in various lies and lies by omission to the magistrate in order to get the warrant?
Maybe. To be continued. Hold that thought. Okay, folks, we're coming right back with more here in the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
And if you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600. I'm the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
All righty. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. My conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by our friends at Geico, Geico Insurance. They've been saving people money for well over 85 years now, and they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 25 million drivers, and that number is going up every day. Now, your local Geico office or the Geico website, geico.com, can help you save money on your insurance. First of all, what you want to do is trot on over to the website, Geico, geico.com, type in your pertinent information that you'll need to have there. You can get a quote for the car you're driving, the truck that you're driving. You can also get quotes on your motorcycle, or maybe you've got an ATV or a boat or an RV, all that they can take care of for you. And let's not forget that they have your homeowner's insurance, which you can bundle, your renter's insurance, same thing, or maybe you've got a condo. Well, you can bundle that with your automobile insurance and save yourself a boatload of money. And that's the way to go. Bundle the policies together. So there you go. Geico, geico.com. Go over there, check it out. Find out all the information you need to have, and then you'll be well on your way. All right, Denise Simon, PoundersCode.com is back with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, to be continued, more to talk about here. This thing is just a never-ending information cycle.
Well, remember the Department of Justice / FBI lied several times on the FISA warrants. And that's was under the leadership of Comey over at the FBI.
Yep.
So it poses the question, or the Trump motion that was filed last night or late yesterday is really asking many of the same questions. what is in the affidavit, what was left out, what was omitted completely, or what was twisted in truth, such that the affidavit itself, which we may never know in completion because of the redactions and the fact that Judge Reinhardt has given the Department of Justice a week to say what they don't want to disclose, just exactly what the premise they used for the search warrant. Now, not only is the New York Times reporting it, but Politico is also reporting it, and this is really kind of fascinating. The National Archives found more than 700 pages of classified material, including special access program material, in the classified documents in the 15 boxes. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about those 15 boxes, because the 15 boxes were retrieved by the National Archives in January. Okay? Again, yep. Trump didn't pack the boxes. The General Accounting Office packed the boxes. Mm-hmm. They were there for everybody to see. Now, remember, too, that the FBI came down there after they got the 15 boxes back. Trump said, yeah, come get them. We don't have a problem with it. Come get whatever you want. I couldn't be more cooperative. Then the FBI came back in, I think, June, wasn't it?
Right.
And they didn't take anything then. They just wanted to see that everything was intact, everything was good, the cameras were working, blah, 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 and oh, by the way, put another lock on the door. Okay. So I said, fine, no problem. Oh. Then they decided, well, this isn't good enough. We need to build a case out of this. So in late July or mid-July, I guess it was.
Mm-hmm.
They decide this is going to be, let's make a national security case out of this. So the Department of Justice goes, this is a national security risk. So we're upset and we're this and we're that. We're going to go get these boxes and we're going to go do this raid. You see how they're building a case here?
Yep.
Now, what a lot of people don't know is that the Biden White House, little Miss Frenchie, kept saying that Biden is not involved in any of this. He doesn't, reach out to the Department of Justice. We're not getting involved. We don't know anything about it, blah, 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 blah. Now we find out that's absolutely a complete lie.
Yep.
And John Solomon broke this story last night because he actually now has a copy of the letter that the acting director of the National Archives had with the White House, where Biden, every single time an issue has come up, he has waived Trump's executive privilege. And he waived his executive privilege on these documents.
Mm-hmm.
So if a sitting president can waive executive privilege on previous presidents, that's a whole new matter, ladies and gentlemen. And now we're in very dangerous territory. Because the next Republican president can do the very same thing to Biden. We can waive all executive privilege.
Good.
But the lawyer over at the White House, her name is, last name is Sue, S-U. She was the one that was communicating with the National Archives about the fact that Trump does not have executive privilege on these boxes, on these documents. And the fact that the White House has waived that executive privilege. So that also tells you that they facilitated, they helped, they pushed along this entire operation.
Hmm.
So what we have here, ladies and gentlemen, is a round two of another Russiagate. That's what I'm seeing here. And, God, I so hope Trump can go after all things on this one. Like him or not, set that aside. This is a big deal.
Yeah.
I was kind of not thinking it was a bigger deal, but now it's become a bigger, bigger, bigger deal, especially now that the White House on several occasions lied about their knowledge of this entire scandal.
Well, you had to know this is coming. I mean, they haven't told the truth to begin with.
Well, it's not a matter of not telling the truth. It's a matter of not telling the truth on their facilitation of all of this. Now, between the Department of Justice and the National Archives, there's this letter that was going back and forth, but that about national security and the risk to the damage to national security of Trump having these documents. But that was months before the August 8th recovery of these documents.
Mm-hmm.
So it couldn't have been national security, could it? If it was that bad, they would have done it like instantly. They'd have been down there in 5 minutes. So that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. This is another Russiagate, period, in the report.
And how many years will it take to get this result?
Well, here's what's happening, is that the Biden operatives, between Susan Rice, Ron Klain, White House lawyers, and Department of Justice, and I would say Ray over at the FBI, they're already trying to decide who the Republican candidate can be or not be for 2024 for president.
Well, I'm not surprised.
Think about it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. I am not. None of this surprises me. None. But here's the deal. I think they got caught with their hands in the cookie jar.
Well, I just described all that.
Yep.
So you're stating the obvious.
Yep. And I don't think that this is going to do anything but hurt them. By them, I mean the Democrats.
Well, now this into itself, I can't wait to see the TV ads for this one.
All right. Stay low. We'll be talking to you shortly. Have yourself a good day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there, give her a call. Go over there and check out her stuff and sign up for her notes that she puts out there, the letters and the articles and all that stuff, and you'll find out what's going on when she puts them out there.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Former President Trump wants a special master to review documents seized earlier this month by the FBI at Mar-a-Lago. He also wants a federal judge to stop the Justice Department from looking at them until that happens. Lawyers argue that a special master is necessary so Trump's constitutional rights are protected. The search warrant executed on his Florida estate that was released to the public showed that investigators are seeing whether Trump broke the law after classified documents were taken from the White House to his mansion instead of being filed with the National Archives. Several media organizations hoping to get the search warrant affidavit disclosed were prepared for a letdown. The federal magistrate judge who approved the search warrant on Trump's mansion lowered expectations about how much of the search warrant affidavit, if any, is released. Tech companies sinking Wall Street at the close on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you, all United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed, it is time for our military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Remember, National Aviation Academy has 2 campuses where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. Check them out online at NAAA.edu. NAAA.edu. That's NAAA.edu. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has 2 campuses where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. Campus number 1, right here in Clearwater, Florida, across the pond from me. I'm in Tampa. They're on the other side of the bay in Clearwater. Campus number 2, Concord, Massachusetts, just outside the city limits with Boston, Concord, Massachusetts. Now, you can call them at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour at one of their facilities. When you call that number, you're going to get the main switchboard, which will hook you up with not only Clearwater, Florida, but also Concord, Massachusetts. Just tell them which campus you want to visit, and they'll set it up for you. Now, maybe you might want to go to both of them and see what the difference is. And, hey, maybe you can figure out which one you want to go to that way. Well, that's okay. They have no problem with that. Again, you have to call them at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour. Now, military families, housing benefits are lagging as the rates are going up, as you well know. Not too much can be done about it until October, when the new budget comes out. It looks like as if there's going to be a cost of living increase in there. The COLA will be probably the same it's going to be for the Social Security recipients in October. We're hearing 9.6% on whatever it is you get. That's what we're hearing your cost of living will be this year. And the reason they're doing that 2 years in a row is because inflation has gone totally out of sight. And people on fixed incomes like this that are injured, wounded, military veterans, senior citizens that are locked in, they have to have a cost of living because they just can't make it anymore. Too many of them were losing their houses or apartments. Too many of them were losing their cars. Too many of them were just losing because the cost of everything was so high. So this is something that had to be done. And I'm glad they woke up and saw it. Is it enough? Probably not. But it'll certainly get them through most of next year. And we'll see how that works out. Now, the DOD misspent more than $100 million, get this, on ambulance rides, according to an audit that was just done. The Defense Health Agency improperly paid more than $100 million over 5 years for ambulance rides, which had often lacked documentation to prove that they were necessary to begin with. Well, that's nice. What were they doing? Saying, excuse me, Mr. Ambulance Driver, can you give me a ride to my house? Somebody had to be putting them on the ambulances. It would be a doctor, I would think, that would put them out of service. Or a nurse practitioner, perhaps. But we'll have to wait and we'll have to see about that. But that's just the first thing that went through my mind. By the way, troops and families at the remote Fort Hunter Liggett post on California's rugged central coast area have been without clean drinking water in their taps since August the 11th, when a routine water system maintenance went wrong, cracking a valve and rupturing a 12-year-old water pipe chain. So they're trying to get that fixed as fast as they can. In the meantime, no water. They got to truck it in. Wow. How about the applications to the service academies? They've dropped significantly just in this past year, ranging from 10% to nearly 30%. As the military continues to grapple with recruitment woes amid a national dip in college enrollment altogether across the country during this COVID-19 pandemic. And I think I get it. I think I understand what's going on there. They haven't got the money to put them through school. A lot of parents have had to tap the college school funds to keep things going in their house and keep living in their same manner. But that can get to be real dangerous. Sometimes you have to cut back a little bit and do more with less. Sometimes. This may not be the time for it, but then again, you don't know until you try. Now, again, the National Aviation Academy asked to take the tour. Their website is naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Their phone number, if you want to call them and set up an appointment, is 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080. And you're going to like it. You're going to like what you're going to learn. It's a high-paying, in-demand job, something that you're not used to because maybe you haven't had something like that in a while. And it's going to pay some really good money. Some of this stuff pays a six-figure salary. And, of course, then you get a chance to hone your skills. You learn as you go. And we'll see how that works out for you. But it's got to be better than what you're doing right now. Got to be. And, again, I wish you well because I know the company. I know National Aviation. I know they do the very best they can to keep their students well-rounded and to keep them learning all this stuff, which is all good. Which is all good. Now, don't forget, coming up next is Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. And I know he's going to have a couple things to say because we're going to get into the pensions with him. There's a lot of different things you can talk to with our guests that we don't cover here. And again, Chris will give you his phone number if you want it. So you can call him and ask him a question directly. Always the thing to do. Always the thing to do. Now, let's not forget that today, of course, Tuesday, Mission Barbecue, have lunch with the captain. We will be up there. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to seeing you. If you can make it by, stop on by. And then again, coming up on Wednesday, I will be at Muggs on Ulmerton for the Tampa Pinellas Club. They're going to have a meeting there, and I'm going to be talking about what we do now, now that the primary is over. What do we do now? Well, we don't sit on our hands. We do not sit on our hands. It's not the way to do anything anymore. Sorry. You might think so, but uh-uh. All right. Coming up on the break, Kyle is going to take us to break. So don't go anywhere. We shall return.
At Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain. We'll see you there.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on Westwaters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain. We'll see you there.
You betcha. Looking forward to it today. Going to have a good time. We're going to have a good crowd. We're going to have some great food. Great discussions like we always do. Today is election day, so I'm sure we'll have something to talk about, just like my next guest and myself will, and that's Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Hello, Mr. Watchdog.
How are you?
I'll tell you what, if we don't have something to talk about today, we're in the wrong business.
Yeah, it is August, though. I mean, there's news, but it's, you know, kind of like they're rehashing a lot of stuff.
Hey, it doesn't matter because you've got an election. Now, I'm going to talk about your election up there today. You've got Jerry Nadler going against Carolyn Maloney, and the two of them, they're both in their 70s, both of them, and this is like their last hurrah. Whoever wins this, this is it. The other one goes away.
Yeah, it had a little to do with some of the redistricting
right.
That was, and that's why they're facing one another.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll be interesting. Either way, you're going to get a big-time lib back in Congress. That's
yep.
The reality.
Yep. Yep. So you don't gain anything in terms of saving a few dollars here or there because all they're going to do is spend and spend and spend and spend money that we don't have.
Oh, absolutely. That's what they do. And you know, Nadler... Nadler's almost become almost like a cartoon character for crying out loud. You know, some of his things that he's out there. I still, you know, it's one of the things that drives me nuts. I wish at some point in time, we got to have term limits. I mean, people got to go home and we got to get some of these people out of here. But the way our system works is the longer you stay, the more power you get and, your ability to raise money for the party. So no, you know, term limits is not coming and that's on both Democrats and Republicans.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. I already told you the answer here, but I'm going to read the little story. It's kind of a sub-story here, a little paragraph. It says, the Dallas Cowboys are now worth $8 billion with a B, according to Forbes' 25th annual NFL team valuations, which was released on Monday. This is the 14th straight year the team has topped the list, and it's worth more than any other sports franchise, Forbes said. $8 billion, Dallas Cowboys. Oh.
Let's be honest here. Okay, they put these things out here because it's, you know, it's clickbait. It's something for people to read every single year. You have to find somebody that's willing to spend $8 billion to buy it. I mean, they say it's worth X amount of dollars, but again, you have to find a buyer that's willing to spend $8 billion. Very valuable franchise, most in particular because, you know, again, it owns its own facilities as well. Which obviously makes it very, very valuable. But it is fascinating, especially for a team that hasn't. What was the last time that they won anything? It was the mid 1990s. Am I wrong?
Troy Aikman.
Long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Or wait a minute. Also, what's his face? The guy Tony. Can't think of his name. The one that's doing the
Tony
ball games.
Romo,
yeah, Tony Romo. Mm-hmm.
They didn't win a Super Bowl with him.
No.
No. It's been a long time.
No, you're right. Well, you know, and again, the team is only worth what someone's willing to pay.
Well, yeah, again, it's like anything else, whether it be real estate, whether it be any type of business. I mean, you can say it's worth something, but somebody's got to pay, you know, pick up the tab, someone's got to pay for it.
Now, we have a situation going on right now where we have inflation reduction. The Inflation Reduction Act right now is creating a dependency on the communist-run countries like China for electric vehicles and electric batteries. Boy, isn't that great that we got ourselves stuck in that deal.
I'm sorry, what did you say about the deal with the batteries?
Okay. We are dependent now on China for batteries.
Oh, yeah, we've been that way for a while.
Right, but it's not going to change.
No. It's you know, right now, no. The way that the various supply chains are working, you know, it makes it very, very difficult for us to not be reliant upon China. You know, the from lithium on through the,
yeah,
the rare earth minerals and whatnot that you know, we have to buy to them. Again, it's part of the issue with all of this electrification nonsense.
Yeah.
Here is we put the cart before the horse and we don't have our supply chain set properly.
Mm-hmm. And since we talked last, Jennifer Granholm, the Department of Energy secretary, came out and said, well, you know, you should buy an electric car. You get a $7,500 government discount off that, or whatever the words was that she called it. But in the meantime, we found out that the very same day, the electric cars said, people said, no, we're going to raise our price $9,000.
Well, again, you know, that didn't really surprise me, you know, much at all because, again, you raise the subsidies for anything and the price of that item is going to go up. It works every single time.
Yeah, you're right. But you won't find me buying one anytime soon. I don't know about you.
Well, you know, it's for a local car. I get it. I really do. I mean, if you're going to be driving around your local area and it makes sense for you, and obviously, you know, you can get one at a decent price, which is, you know, few and far between. But for families that are going anywhere, you know, I just don't see it. I mean, I see a lot of Teslas on the road where I live around me. But when I'm on the highway, I don't see them because, again, you know, you got to find a charging station. It goes about 300 miles. And then you got to, when you find that charging station, you might be sitting there for over an hour just to charge the thing. Who wants to do that?
Yeah, by the way, I can agree with you on that one because what I see driving around locally are the smaller Teslas. But when,
yeah,
I get out on the road, when I see a Tesla, it's a bigger one.
But even the bigger ones. I mean, I don't see them much on the highways. I don't either,
but when I see them, that's what I see.
Yeah. I mean, even then, even if they're bigger, it's just, you know, the charge is pretty much the same.
It's
the only go for so far. And then again, it's, you know, it's not like you're pulling into a gas station and filling up your tank and you're out of there in a few minutes. This is something that's going to take a period of time.
All right. Well, Joe Biden has won another award. Want to hear this one?
Okay.
As of Monday, the Gallup poll came out Americans are now suffering at a record high pace, higher than any other president under Joe Biden, according to the latest Gallup poll.
People, are you saying, are suffering?
Suffering.
Oh, I was with inflation information. Is that
yes, sir.
Talking?
Yes, sir. The suffering index hit 5.6.
Sometimes they call it the misery index that they called it?
Something like that. Yep, now they call it the suffering index.
I'm familiar with the misery index. But, you take into account, obviously, inflation and what people are paying for goods. And, there's no doubt about it.
Would you like to know what it was under Donald Trump?
Oh, I mean, back then, inflation was few and far between.
It was 2.4% under Trump.
Yeah. Not even close.
Nope.
But we're gonna see what's gonna happen here. I'm not. We got midterm elections coming up, and like I said, I'm not so convinced that Republicans have got it all wrapped up. I really don't. I really think that they're running a terrible job during this campaign, and they're not really running on anything.
Well, there is something they're running on, but nobody wants to talk about it. It's Rick Scott's 9-point plan, who he's put out there several times. But for some reason, the mainstream media won't cover it. They're making it look like as if there's not a plan, but there is a plan.
Well, he's running on it. I mean, the mainstream, the Republican Party, they don't believe in it. They're pushed away from it. Mitch McConnell and all those people, they pushed away from all of that.
Yeah, Mitch McConnell did, but some other people stayed with it. Mm-hmm.
At least it's
one of them was Rubio, by the way.
Well, Rubio's got his problems there.
Val Demings.
I mean, he's very, very close. He might lose. He's actually got a libertarian that's pushing back against him as well at this point in time. But as far as I'm concerned, I think he's down right now in the polls.
2%. And by the way, this has been this way for the last two cycles, the last two election cycles. Yes. He's down, and then all of a sudden he comes creeping back up.
Yeah, and it's going to be interesting. But again, I don't like a lot of the things that, a lot of the nonsense we have pushed for with Mike Lee, with the child tax credit, and a lot of big government spending. And, at some point in time, you have to actually govern as a conservative.
By the way, I got to mention something before we go. Little Dr. Fauci says, bye-bye, I'm gone.
Yeah, it was interesting. I also saw that Rand Paul came out and said, just because you're tired doesn't mean that we're not going to, we take control of Congress, that we're not going to do have hearings in regards to how things were done. So it's interesting that that they're passed as well. I mean, I guess the whole COVID response.
Okay, here comes the music in my ear. Got to let you go, and I will talk to you tomorrow, my friend. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Check out his website. Check out his program. He's got a lot of great things to offer. Watchdog on Wall Street.com. I'll be right back with Lieutenant Colonel retired Kevin Wright.
This is the Captain's America. Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.